You're listening to The Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back again.
So, you know, recently, a company took a very interesting tactic. They were renting out PCs, and I guess they did some things that they shouldn't have done to try to get those computers back. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, certainly. What happens is there are companies that will rent out PCs for a variety of reasons. And obviously, PCs are very, very portable, especially laptops. And the companies want to protect their investment. They want to make sure that if the person stops renting them, they can not only get the PC back, but pretty much render the PC useless so that the person has no reason to keep it. And so there are a variety of ways to accomplish this, which to some extent involves software. Some may have some hardware as well, but they can install software programs on these computers. And by doing that, if the people stop paying, then they can remotely wipe the computer. They can remotely disable access to the computer. There are all kinds of things they can do to make it so that it's no longer useful to own that computer. And that's how they attempt to be able to ensure that people will pay. Well, in this case, a couple rented a computer from a disreputable company, I would say, that's affiliated with a very large national rental company. And this disreputable company, allegedly disreputable, installed spyware on the computer that would allow them to access the webcam and take pictures of the renters in their homes.
That seems pretty invasive.
Oh, extremely invasive. You know, the people were not told that this monitoring software was there, so they wouldn't know that the webcam had been remotely activated if they were naked in front of the computer.
Right.
You know, so
Doesn't there seem to have been a better way, though? I mean, if you're saying they can remotely disable things, why not go that route? Why go the route of taking a photo?
Well, it could be that the management at the store that rented the PC were just perverts. You know, that's not out of the question. It could be that they were just ignorant idiots, which that's probably the answer. You know, one of my favorite sayings is never attribute to malice that which is explained by incompetence. So, you know, the company was called Aaron's, which is a major furniture rental chain, and they also rent computers. But according to Aaron's, that was like a private company that uses their name, you know, it rents their services as well. And Aaron's claims that they don't put that on all of their computers. But there's a lawsuit in court about this now. The spyware is made by a company called Designware, which allegedly is being sued in U.S. District Court in Erie as well. So it's a pretty sleazy operation all the way around.
I mean, for normal computer users who are not renting the machine, I mean, how easy is it for this type of spyware to get on our computers and for those of us who have webcams? What precautions should we take to make sure that those aren't accessed?
Well, if you're renting a computer, you pretty much don't know what's already on it.
Right.
So you just have to assume the worst. You can always put a piece of electrical tape over the webcam, although I don't recommend doing that exactly. If you're going to do that, put a piece of paper on part of the electrical tape so you don't get sticky stuff all over your camera. But, you know, physically block the webcam, because otherwise you don't know if someone's installing something. And, you know, this story made me think back to a rather interesting experience I had. And that was a couple years ago. I was presenting for our distributor in Thailand. And they had rented some computers to demonstrate ESET Smart Security, which was brand new back then, okay? Well, they fired up ESET Smart Security to demonstrate it and found malware on the computer.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm wondering if that was tracking spyware that the company had installed on it.
We
just happened to detect it. It was so long ago, there's no way I'll be able to find out now, but very interesting.
So definitely important to take measures to make sure that you're scanning for malware or any sort of malicious files on the computer. That's probably one of the best ways to track this type of malware.
Yeah, and you've got to be careful, though, because you definitely have to check your configuration. A lot of these programs are detected as potentially unwanted.
Right.
And by default, oftentimes potentially unwanted is not a default setting. So you have to make sure it's configured properly. And I recommend doing a full on-demand scan, not a context menu scan. Context menu is when you right-click on it and say scan. I recommend opening up the interface and doing an on-demand scan because the settings can get really confusing and are not always the same for context menu and on-demand.
Right.
But even at that, not every potentially unwanted program is detected. So if you're not using a computer that you've had ownership of since it came from the factory, you just have to assume it's got some bad stuff on it.
Well, Randy, thanks so much. As always, great advice. If you have any questions for Randy on this topic, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.